bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. One thing that Z and I happened to stumble across as we were, making our way through a pseudo shop, and those of you playing at home, we've already been through
what a pseudo
shop is, and that's when we just like to go down to the local mall and if you want to call it that, that's great, that's fantastic.
You're more than welcome to call it that,
a shopping mall, and we don't necessarily buy things. We just waltz in and look around as if we're going to buy something.
It's more of a hypothetical process.
That's exactly
more of a hypothetical process.
That's exactly what it is.
You guys are troublemakers.
No. Hey,
hey, if thought is a crime, then I don't know what society we're living in.
No, but if we are going to the shops pretending that we need to buy a new bedroom, that's the reason we're in this furniture shop, okay?
That's right.
That's the only reason we're in
there. If we want to lay on all these beds just to find the right one. Not too hard, not too soft. Just right there, right in that middle point, right in that sweet spot.
Laying on all the beds. Have you been? What have you been doing?
We've been Goldilocksing a few,
and we had a lot of porridge that day. We had a lot of porridge.
That was a really good day, though.
But
now that I think about it, yeah,
a good porridge day.
It's a good healthy day. It was a good healthy day.
But we may have slept too much that day.
Yeah, we may have slept too much, and we may have had to visit the restroom later from eating all that porridge. Because it's fibrous. It's fibrous. I was so into that noise that the entire table shook in the studio.
We found ourselves in quite an unusual shop to be pseudo shopping.
We did. We were walking around the general area.
Yes.
And what some could say that it was somewhat of a rich area. I mean, maybe you wouldn't say it was a rich area. Maybe a developing rich.
The store was for.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the
store was definitely for some rich people.
You know those stores? You know those stores where you walk past and you go, they're going to look at me if I walk in here?
Oh, yeah.
You know those stores?
I'm wearing the wrong shoes.
Exactly. They have like a security guard standing out the front profiling everybody just to see if they in fact have enough amount in their checking account to make a purchase at this store.
Those stores, even just walking by them, I break out into an anxious sweat.
I know. Feeling like you're just not good enough.
They know you know they're watching you at all times.
Definitely.
They're judging. Know who you are, and they know that you'll never measure up.
And especially those expensive stores that have the line. Like there's like a velvet rope set up for you to line up, and then the security guard will usher you in like it's a tour of a store or something. Like they're taking you through some sort of fancy tour.
I do find, though, that those fancier stores have softer carpet, I'll be honest.
That's true. They do put their money in carpet.
Have they let you into the fancy stores?
Once I was accompanied, escorted, I would say, into
escorted.
The store.
That doesn't... That
into
doesn't,
the store.
That when
you're,
like...
when you're, I feel like, though, you can get away with it when you're with a someone. I was with my grandma.
Ah, of course. Know? Of course. And you can't, you know, maybe granny does have a lot of money.
Who's saying no to a grandma?
Right?
Right?
You can't. You can't say no to a granny.
They did when I went to the club that night, though.
Really?
They didn't let us in.
they knocked
now
it
that
back.
I think about
well,
it.
Well, that's discrimination.
It wasn't as literally. Good as our porridge day. It wasn't
no,
as good
and
that day.
That was a lot of fun that day. But the store that we were walking past, it was for boats.
It was a boat store.
It was a nautical related store.
Also, the store was to buy boats. It wasn't a store for boats to get their needs met.
Well, I mean, it had boating equipment. But I mean the fancy kind, you know, like not just a couple of oars that you get down at your local Toys R Us or, you know, local your local toy store, you know. It wasn't just that, it was like fancy wood grain all over this fancy store.
And it's the weirdest sentence I think I've ever said is about to come out, but they had the most expensive looking life jackets I've ever seen.
I mean, it looked like they were. I mean, what would you pay for a life jacket, Jesse?
I don't know, $80.
How much do you value your life? And apparently, these guys are putting us in our spot.
Yes, thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. These life jackets were.
What were they, like Gucci or something? They, like, yeah. So your boat.
They were gold plated. So, I mean, I don't know how well
Gucci
that's going
to... That Gucci gold.
Gucci gold. Wow.
Gucci gold life jackets. But they're not very buoyant. They're not very buoyant. The gold does not float well.
So it's more of a fashion
But you are
state.
Shipwrecking in style, like...
That's exactly right. And I mean, you know, if you're going down, you might as well go down in gold.
You want to look good on the news, right? At that
that's
point.
True. That's true.
That's right. It.
That's true.
But as we were leaving the establishment, I remember we saw what resembled like a real estate board. You know, when you see all the properties at, out the front of a real estate agent and they have like a description and a price.
Of the house.
Yeah.
And a little price there that you dream that you can afford. You know, am I right? The housing market these days, right?
Oh, Melbourne.
Right?
It's hard.
Affording houses.
Land.
But the prices on some of these boats.
Yes, it was displaying the boats for sale.
Mm.
Ridiculous.
I mean, you know...
From the pseudo-shop perspective. Coming from the hypothetical perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have your hypothetical credit line and you have unlimited credit, you can go crazy on your hypothetical shop.
You can go crazy on boats.
Exactly. So that's what we did. We thought, okay, look, let's not even look at the $200,000 boats. Let's not even, you know, ponder that fact. No.
This hypothetical was grand.
Yeah. Yes, it was grandiose.
Wow.
Even. We went for the, what was it, 1.8?
I think that was the one we saw million? At the highest, yeah.
$1.8. $1.8 million.
$1.8 million Australian dollars.
Wow. And I wonder how many bedrooms you get on a $1.8 million boat.
You'd hope it has a fridge at least, right?
Yes, at least a fridge to put the fish in.
I haven't been on too many $1.8 million boats, I'm going purely off speculation.
Look, please text in if you do have if you do own a $1.8 million boat, or you've ever like been in the vicinity of a $1.8 million boat. I mean, you know, it'd be cool to get someone to call in that was even in the vicinity of an
expensive boat, because you'd always love to be on an expensive boat, you know. Any excuse to be near an expensive boat.
And especially wearing those $3,000 life jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be an experience? What's that, Duncan? You said there was someone on the line?
Hello, boys. Are you there?
Oh. Duncan, who do we have on the line? Tell us. Well,
can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Yes. Yes, you're there. You're there.
Well, I'd like to offer you guys on the show an exclusive deal.
What's this deal?
You've been talking about these $1.8 million boats.
Yes.
And you're saying it's a ridiculous price. Ridiculous price.
That's what we've been saying. We're saying that, you know, who wants to really spend $1.8 million on a boat? I mean, how many bedrooms are you talking about?
I'm not even talking bedrooms. I'm talking about, I've got a boat. With a boat on it. The boat has a boat.
A boat with a boat. Is that what you're telling? You're telling me that the boat has a boat.
It is a slightly smaller boat than the boat that was originally, that it lives on. But when I'm out on my big boat, I take the little boat out to go further.
Interesting.
Wow. That's, I mean, I guess that does kind of make sense. That kind of makes sense that you take the little boat out from the bigger boat.
Right.
So is the boat, like, this is an Australian thing maybe? Like a kangaroo boat?
Ah.
That's exactly what it is. And $1.8 million is ridiculous for a boat. Are we all in agreement of this?
Yeah, well, look, we are in agreement definitely that $1.8 million. But, I mean, it sounds like almost that you're having a lot of fun with a boat and a boat.
You are, and you get to. But I'm offering $1.7 million for this boat, with a boat.
$1.7 million.
That does sound like a deal.
I have $20 in my bank account as of yesterday.
That's a start.
I can work with that. I can work. That's a starting point.
All right. So if we can work down the price to maybe, say, let me look at my wallet. Look, $30. Caller?
Look, not really sure about how that's going to go.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, look.
I thought I was calling into the boat show, and you guys were talking about boats that I could sell you guys.
This isn't the boat show. This is not. This is Laugh Out Proud.
This isn't This isn't the boat show.
No. That's on a different night, and I'm not even sure if. Look, actually, that's a good idea. Joy could have a boat show. Would you be interested in hosting a boat show?
Look, I'm here to sell boats. I'm not here to talk about boats. I'm here to sell boats, and I'm interested in telling you this fictitious boat.
Look,
do you like porridge? Because I've heard some great things about the guys here and the porridge they can make.
Yes,
we do have a lot of porridge in our time.
And that's something that we could probably even trade. We could probably even trade some porridge for a boat. What do you think about that?
You can tell me you've got over $1 million worth of porridge.
Well,
the porridge is $1 million porridge. It's you almost, could put it that way.
It's almost as good as gold.
Look, I don't know why you guys called me to begin with about this boat deal. If we're not going to get to the bottom of this, I'm not sure why
Duncan,
you called me.
Excuse me. Look, Duncan put you through. Okay, look, Duncan's going to get a lashing after this. Okay, Duncan? That's not very nice. Well, Duncan, we told you to screen the calls last week before you put them through. And I don't think that's what the caller wanted.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm here to sell boats.
Well, look, we're just going to have to align you with the boat show. Look, we're going to have to. Look, this is what we're going to do, caller. Okay, we're going to put you on the ice. We're going to let you put yourself resting on the ice, and then we're going to put you to the switchboard.
Oh, boats and ice. You don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, how the Titanic went when they went through the ice?
You know why they went down? Because they had too many boats on their boat.
That's actually a good point. They did have quite a few boats on their boat.
I think they had too little in the end, though.
See, but if they didn't have any boats at all, they wouldn't have hit the the what is it called?
Wow.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Thank you, boat salesman. We are talking about the Titanic.
I do know a thing or two about boats. The first boat was discovered in the.
Wow, that was not what we wanted. We did not want the boat history. Thank you very much. I don't even know what the caller's name was. Duncan didn't even tell us the caller's name.
We didn't need it.
And I don't think even Z was really... Like, Z was making some actions at Duncan.
I was too distracted trying to see how I could unplug the phone that whole time.
Yeah, because...
How did you guys even find Duncan? Like, what...
Who is
this guy?
He has been with us for many years as an intern. And he does a lot for us. I mean, he pretty much puts the show together, almost. All we have to do is just rock up and be here.
He tells us what to talk about.
Yeah, he has the teleprompter happening at all times.
Is the gun to your heads necessary?
Well, that's how he likes it.
The whips weren't doing it for him, I think.
No, and can we have a whip crack? No, we can't. We can't have a whip crack.
Apparently not.
Because Duncan said no more whip cracks until after the show is done. Until after the show is done. We can't, but that's okay. That's all right. You know, you can only do what you can do, Duncan. Oh.
Well,
finally
nailed
that. Finally. Maybe, we finally got there.
Yeah, maybe a little bit too late, Duncan. I'm
got
not sure
me right
about
in
that.
The eye.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have OH&S here. We're going to have, yeah.
We're going to have to. I think that's our cue to... call for medical assistance while we throw to this song.
Yes, I think that is a good idea. Let's
throw it. I am bleeding a lot, guys.
Oh no. Shit. Oh no, it's turning into a radio play.
Uh-oh, it's in my shoes now.
Oh.
I'm not liking it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.